This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Old in the Ovas, Perek, Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. Rav Chalafta, Ishkvar Hananya Oimer. Rav Chalafta, in our Mishnah, is Kinire, the Talmud of Rameyeh. And it's Mekomo, it was Kvar Hananya, in the Gvul between the Gol Ha'oyo, the Upper Galilee, and the Lower Galilee. So Rav Chalafta, Ishkvar Hananya Oimer, Asor, Shiyosh, Vaiskeh Betoira. You have 10 people sitting and learning Torahs as a Chabura Shechina Shruya B'Neyim. The Shechina is there, Shruya B'Neyim, dwelling amongst them. And the Tfeshul explains that, what does that mean? Tfeshul's Masber that Yoredes Aleim Hashpo Elokis, a Hashpo, an otherworldly Hashpo, a Hashpo from the Benish Loyla, to enlighten the people's eyes that are sitting there, the 10 people in the Chochmah. There's a special Siyata Dishmaya that's aroused and comes about through 10 people sitting in Lashon Emar. Elokim Nitzov Ba'adas El. The Bnei Shalom is Nitzov, is there. He's standing Ba'adas El in the Eda, the group, and Eda we know is not less than 10, of El, of the Bnei Shalom. We know if Hamisha, I don't even know, 5. That a single learning Torah that the Shechinah is there, Shenemar, Vagudoso, Eretz Yisodo. The Pasuk says, in the beginning of the Pasuk, Abuinah B'Shamayim, Ma'aloisa, Hashem builds. The Bnei Shalom builds, B'Shamayim, Ma'aloisa means the Shechinah is in the Shemayim, is Yerez Lamat La'orech Kishesh Aguda. That Shechinah that's in the heavens, he comes down, Vagudoso, when his Aguda is Al Eretz Yisodo. The Bnei Shalom comes down to the world when there's an aguda. What's an aguda? 5. That's what I want. Oigin on biyodu achas. You oigin in one hand. You an ugad is a bundle that's held in one hand, which is 5 fingers. The male is at the matanur. That's considered an aguda. So aguda is 5, and the shkina comes for that. Umanan afilu shloisha. I don't know even 3. Shenema bekerav Elohim yishpoit Elohim. Is Bezdin Bekev Elohim Yishpoit. So now Elohim Yishpoit is in the midst of Elohim Yishpoit. Yishpoit over here. When you have 3, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes Mishtate for those who are sitting within. Minayin Shafidu Shnayin. Shenema Oz Nidberu Yirei Hashem Ishere Eyo. Pasuk says Oz Nidberu. When they were talking together, Yirei Hashem Ishere Eyo, one to the next. Yakshiv Hashem Yishma, Hashem listens, Yishma hears, he pays attention, he hears, and therefore it means Hashem is there. Hashem is Shchuya, Ba'anah Hashem Yilu Echot, Shinama B'chol HaMokam, Hashem Azki Hashmi. Every place where I mention my name, Ove Elechu V'rachticho, I will come and V'rachticho give you a bracha. Rashi, the Ritva say, Azki Kamo Tazki. Because the Ritva say, Shetazki, you mention, what's the Azki? And Hashem will give the bracha. So what's the chilek? We'll see. What's the chilek between having 3 or 2 or 10? The Shechinah is all is there either way. So Lemaisa, the Gemara tells us, Chazal tell us, the Gemara in Brachos there, that when you have 2, the words are written. And the Sefer Zichroinus, because the Vari Emes, because a person learns by himself, many times the word where a person learns by himself, at the end of the day, when he learns himself, many times he doesn't have the back and forth, his far is not checked out from somebody else, and therefore it's not necessarily always Emes, and therefore it's not written in the Sefer Zichroinus. He gets Chayav, and he's going to screw it. And we said this better than the Mishnah before. The Mishnah before says over there, that there he's learning biyochi, but he's not even speaking it out. So here it could be here he's talking it out. That's why he gets this madrega she'azke shmi avo yalecho v'artichu. You get the shechina. The ma'isa 3. What's the chiddush? We said even though this fee over here is referring to a din, it's din Torah, it's not referring necessarily to a person, 3 people learning. But the Gemara tells him bros over there the chiddush is that if 3 people are oisik b'din. And they're busy with making Shalom ben Abrias, it's like the Oysa B'Torah, and then I get the din of the Shechina. And then five is another Madrega. And then we have the din of 10, which is Hashem's Koveya, Shom Ikin Mashkona Vishivasa, says the Mefarshim. And din of 4 is the value of the highest Madrega. And the Mela, we have to realize, and like the Mechazal said in the beginning of Parashas Bichul Kois, and the Doimim Mu'atin Shais Mitzvah, the Merubin, the Avad, the Mu'a, that learning Torah together, it brings more Shechina, more Koyach Shechina, and Avad, it brings more Shefa to the world. Just on the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yisai, what the Mishnah says, B'chol Mokho She'azki Hashmi, so the Mefarshim say it means Kibot Tazki, Aleph and Tov are interchangeable for the Atpash. So therefore, the Rif learns that even though it says Azkir, it means Tazkir. But I was thinking once another Pshat, that the Pshat is that maybe the Torah is telling us the Mura de Gazach, the Mishnah is telling us the Mura de Gazach, that we know the famous Gemara in Gittin, Davom and Mebeis, that the Gemara says that when you learning Torah, when even one individual is learning Torah and talking in Torah, so at the same time, Hashem says the same words. The Gemara says over there, the Maya of Machlos Bevlegish Begivon and Gittin Davog, and the word they said as Ashkenaz they found Eliyahu. Yes, what is Eliyahu doing in this moment? He's saying over this time Rav Yonah's anointment, and what this time is down. It means that when we're learning Torah at the same time, Hashem is saying out that Torah. So maybe that's the Pshat. Mechomachom Shazkir Hashmi. Enochanan is still referring to us, but since at the time that we're learning, Hashem is also saying it, and Shmi means Torah. That's Shem Hashem Ekor. Shmi is referring to Torah. The Pesach Takasal B'chomosha Asker Shmir, wherever I mention my name. Why? Because at the same time that we're learning Torah, Hashem is learning that Torah. And in Melo, that's what Murad Gechizit. We understand that Hashem is learning Usik in the same Torah that we're learning and saying out the same Torah that we're learning. And in Melo, we get the Broch of Oyelech V'Aticha, says the Rami, V'Atinu Pshah, Shoshio, Yoishim Din, Garcinon, Adas Elv, Ain Eidab Chusim Yasora. And 8 is not less than 10. Shenemar b'raglim ad mosel la'ed aroha zois yotzei Yeshua v'kolim. It's until this Eidah comes, how talking about the Eidah that did the b'chet b'raglim, and therefore there was 12 yotzei Yeshua v'kolim v'rei asar. Minayin afilu chamisha. Shenemar b'kevim yishpoit, and that's going on shloisha. Shloisha d'yonam. I'm sorry, b'kevim yishpoit. Right, the Rav had a gira said that by 5 it's b'kevim yishpoit. It's also by 5. Because Shloish Tayyonim Shnei Baladinim, that makes 5. It doesn't bring the pause that we have. Agudasa Chisoda, it brings the pause of Kerem Yishpot. Minayin Afilu Shloish Shnei Baladinim, Agudasa Yosis. The year for the 3 brings Agudasa Yosis Chisoda. Hoesh Vahavava Amayim Shem Shem Shloisha. The fire and wind and water, there are 3 of the Yisoidas of the Bria, as you saw the Yisoida Arts, Hey Makifin. And they go around the Yisoida Arch, which is the Yisoid of Earth. So we see 3 is called an aguda. Inami matzir shloisha kuri aguda. How do we know 3 is called an aguda? Agudas ezov shem shloisha klav. The 3 branches, 3 stalks of the ezov, the hyssop that we use to sprinkle on the mitzayra. V'yeshvam shakosu ben uminayin afilu chamish shenam v'agudos alas yisodo. And we have shodom oiked yodo achas. A person holds in his hand. In his 5 fingers, he holds a hand which has 5 fingers. Therefore, it's called an aguda, the hand, because of the 5 fingers that hold it. Shechina that's in the Shemai that built a world in the heaven. So Hashem comes down. We have the agudoson. It's Eretz Yisadah. This will go back to Mishnah before, and it said that when one person learns Torah, Hashem hovers above him. But here we see a major Yisrael by a fasting Mishnah. You want to bring the Shekhinah down. How do we bring the Shekhinah down to this world? It's totally the Torah that we learn. When we're learning Torah, whether it's, and it doesn't matter how many people, that there's a myriad that gives up bringing the Shekhinah down. And the Maisa, we have to understand the power of that. And that's Pasha and the Mishnah we had before, Ta'af Nimiyah, Ta'omel, to know in front of who you're Omel, to whom you learn Torah. And a person learning Torah, he's mamish in the presence of Shekhinah, but if a person understood that, you would take it more seriously. There's a famous story in the Yeshiva of Elazhin that there was once a Talmud over there that was, He was a good Talmud, but he used to take time out to do different types of things and not spend all his time using it out to learn and to shtayin. And so I think the Rosh Hashiva, the Beis Halevi, whoever called him over and told him that L'mayis B'Sovah Shel Dover, it's G'day to you know this Mishnah. And Chayav Elojna, I think, called him over, whatever. Chayav Elojna called him over and told him the Pshat, and Chayav Elojna said the Mishnah, that the Mishnah says, Da'athim Te'omah, that the Oysa Shol, you're learning, Hashem is coming down. So a person in the middle of learning starts to talk or starts to go out. You're not just leaving your Chavrus, you're leaving the Bari Oy, leaving the Shechinah there. Can you imagine a person had Lahav the of those? I'm saying, it's okay, but you had a Choshev of Rosh Hashivi, Rav Chaim Kadiasi, came to sit and learn with you. And he's there, his mom is sitting by your table. You wouldn't go out every 5 minutes to get a coffee. You wouldn't go out every month to schmooze. A guy comes over to you, you wouldn't say, let's talk about it or anything else. You would say, wow, look what I have in my presence. Elif Kavachom is the Bari Oil himself is there. Besides what a person's learning. So how can he go and just schmooze, go get involved in something else? You're leaving the Baruch Shem. Therefore, it's a tremendous chizik this Bacha had. For that, he became the masbid of the Velazhin. And that is the lesson for all of us, how important it is, how serious to take the time that we're sitting in front of the Gemara to realize that the Baruch Shem is mamish dear and giving us the Siyat Hashmai to succeed.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.